What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to your source for fantasy hockey news. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Wednesday edition. We are taking a look at two of the hottest fantasy pieces in the NHL, a whole bunch of fantasy news, and of course, we got to pay these bills, baby, with our big-time bets. Let's get this money.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to your show. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, alongside my esteemed co-host, Mr. Steel Roden, who is on fire with his picks. So make sure you're tuned in to the end of the show. And of course, it is your boy, Big Flip Livingstone, trying to keep up with the kid here. Steel is on a heater with the picks, so make sure you're here for the end of the show. And thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Today's episode, people, is jam-packed full of all the fantasy content that you need. That includes taking a look at two of the hottest players in the NHL, in Jason Robertson and Mitchell Marner, doing a little Who Would You Rather, a cornerstone segment of this podcast. But Steele and I will also be serving up our big-time bets at the end of the podcast. And, of course, we have to get to some of this news across the league, Steele. We have a big signing out of the Dallas Stars, but we also have some rumblings about return to the ice from some key players. Let's take a look at this Carolina Hurricanes team. Let's talk about them. We know they're dealing with an injury to Frederik Andersen. Max Pacioretty should be back anytime, but we're now getting the news about Toivo Teravainen. He's practicing. He will be joining this team still on their current six-game road trip. What do you think about the Carolina Hurricanes this season so far, and what do you think this means for their overall success and, of course, fantasy value?
Well, they're a legitimate threat even without those three players, because the way Ronta and Kochetkov are playing right now in the crease, they've got a well balance. Obviously, you want Freddie Andersen back in there because he's your number one goaltender, but the fact that they're getting it done without him right now is remarkable. And that, you know, definitely getting Teuvo Teravainen back in the lineup since he's been out since, I believe, November 10th. So that's a big addition once he gets back into the lineup as well. And then I don't think we should expect Max Pacioretty. I don't know what the timetable is for him, but I thought it was in mid-January for him to return from that Achilles injury that he's been trying to get back on the ice for. But once these guys do get back into the lineup, especially a guy of and a veteran presence in Max Pacioretty, we haven't even seen him in a Hurricanes jersey, but a veteran presence, a guy who's been there before, who can lead by example with some of these younger guys that we've talked about, I think is going to be a great presence on the ice, in the locker room. And a guy like Teuvo Teravainen right now, who's only owned at 60 to 66% in both Yahoo and ESPN leagues, might be available, and a guy that I would definitely keep an eye on at picking up, because he's got 7 assists in the 14 games. No goals. He's not a goal-scoring machine, but the apples he likes is where his main targets are at. So definitely a guy I'm keeping my eyes on.
I might be ahead of the gun, ahead of the jump on Max Pacioretty, a little excited for what this could mean to this Carolina team. And maybe that's how I'm looking at this, a little bit over the top, Steel, is Teravainen has been a solid and consistent fantasy piece. How about 76 points, 63 points, 65 points? The Carolina Hurricanes, all of a sudden, if they get a couple of these fantasy pieces back, they will now become, in my opinion, that top team in that Metro division that I've been expecting them to be all season. We'll see what happens, though. But I think what you mentioned, what does this do for the value for the pieces around them? Maybe Seth Jarvis in that top line. You know I got to talk about Seth Jarvis if I'm talking about the Carolina Hurricanes. I got to stick to my guns here, Steele. This just might mean a lot for those peripheral pieces. A little stress off that top line. They're able to balance out the scoring a little bit, because you're right. We know that this team hangs their hat on the defensive end of things. The two goaltenders have been solid in the absence of Frederik Andersen. But I also want to talk about the Dallas Stars again, Steele. All of a sudden, this Dallas Stars team is looking real good. Either way you're looking at it, salary, fantasy value, first place in the division, They're an intriguing angle to look at. Rupe Hintz, 8-year, $67.6 million contract with the Dallas Stars. The 26-year-old is an impressive little player. And I just want to flip it over to you because I know you've talked a lot about this player. You've been pretty high on him since I've been talking to you about hockey. So let me know what you think about this signing and what you think about the Dallas Stars moving forward now, looking really good on paper, in the front office, and definitely on the ice.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And to me, it's actually kind of funny how this podcast went from a blue and white to a green and white, switching from the Leafs Rangers to the Dallas Stars. But we got to give credit where credit is due because they're playing absolutely phenomenal. To me, I think the contract is a smidge big. It's a smidge big here. $8.45 million for the next 8 years, 26 years old. He's got 24 points in 22 games so far this season. And I'm trying to relate this and connect it to the Jason Robertson contract that we saw a week before. To me, the fact that you can go out and sign Rupe Hintz for a long-term deal, like 8 years, $8.45 million, but you didn't want to sign a long-term contract with Jason Robertson, and you only have him for the next 3 years, you and I have talked at length about how the hands are tied for the organization of the Stars because of the Jamie Benn and the Tyler Seguin contract.
Yes.
That is no question a big problem for them. Even though they are playing better this year, this season they are, definitely a bounce back season, but their hands are tied. Seguin's got just under $10 million for the next 5 years, I believe. Jamie Benn, $9.5 million or something, $9 million for the next 3 years.
I'm pulling the numbers up, Steele. Don't worry. I'm hanging with you, brother.
It's going to be difficult, especially when the Jason Robertson contract is over. I believe his contract was, 3 years, $7.15 million. Still a great contract for both sides, but I would have liked to see Robertson signed to a long-term before Rupe Hintz, but nonetheless, Hintz has been amazing.
The Dallas Stars are on the hook with Tyler Seguin at $9.8 million until 2027. They are on the hook with Jamie Benn till 2025 for $9.5 million.
Yeah.
So this is some interesting maneuvering from the front office with the Dallas Stars. Jason Robertson now getting paid on that 4-year deal, 3-year deal at 7.75. I think it was 4.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we have to look at here with this Dallas Stars team, Steele, is we're going to talk about around the break, who would you rather own between the two hottest players in the league with Mitch Marner and Jason Robertson. So this is a nice lead up right before you know we're getting to big time bets and chatting about Wednesday's schedule. This is a good signing for this team. Yes. Is it a bit high? I tend to agree with you, especially for a guy who's coming off one season above the 43-point plateau. Before last season, he had done not too much impressive. While he had some upside, Steele, I'm not going to take away from a young player. I'm with you on this one. But currently, this Dallas Stars team is looking good. And they had to lock up Rupe Hintz. Is it a little bit too much? Probably. But his fantasy value right now with 8 goals and 16 assists in 22 games is sky high. We're going to talk about two of the hottest players in the league in Mitch Marner and Jason Robertson right around the break, like I said, before we get to big-time bets. But you know where we're laying these bets? It's with our friends at BetOnline.net because today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, and news this season. Get the latest odds and trends, just like Steele and I do, for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer, World Cup, esports, they have it all for you at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, just like you love this one, you can find a lot more of those at BetOnline as well, where they have the latest and fastest ways for you to get your betting fix. Head to the website today. Steele and I check it out almost every single day for our updated odds for our picks, which you can find on Twitter. Use your mobile device or head to the online site to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Please, after you listen to this one, check out Locked On Sports Today Podcast. The biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. Flip, the two hottest players in the NHL right now.
Yes, sir.
Both on some ridiculous point streaks as well.
Yes, sir.
I believe Marner is either tied or one game away from tying the Leafs franchise for or the NHL record for most points.
He's one game away, I believe, from the Leafs record and three away from the NHL record. He just became the second highest streak in Leafs history.
Absolutely incredible to see this from a guy playing on the Toronto Maple Leafs, as we're both fans. But Jason Robertson doing some of that himself on a 16-game point streak.
Just as impressive.
Just as impressive. Both these young guys just proving how so important they are to their organization and elite superstar levels that they're showcasing all the fans out there right now. But the question remains, who would you rather have on your fantasy team, Jason Robertson or Mitch Marner?
Steele, you and I have now been doing this show for only 10 months. Coming up in February will be the year and 1 year anniversary of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. By the way, shout out to all our listeners, supporters, Twitter followers, family and friends who continue to hold us down, because trust me when I say, Steele and I are just getting warmed up, and there is a lot more fire fantasy hockey content coming your way Monday to Friday. But this, Steele, honestly, coming into this conversation about who would you rather for these two players, I look back at it. You and I have done 11 of these episodes. This is number 12 of Who Would You Rather? And I don't think we've ever had as heated a conversation as I think we're going to have today, because not only are these two players clearly the two hottest in the NHL, they are two of the best young players in the NHL. And I'm going to go with Mitch Marner before I explain any other preamble, and I'm going to let you do your thing as well, of course. Let me explain why I'm going with Mitch. Number one, two all-stars in his pocket already. I know that means nothing in terms of fantasy value, but this guy has already proved that he can be at an elite level in the NHL on a good sample size. It's not Jason Robertson's fault that he has less years in the league, and I don't know what he's going to do in the next few. But Mitch Marner now, in his 7th NHL season, Steele, let me count this. You know me and the numbers, pal.
You and the numbers, man.
It is his 7th NHL season. He's proving that he can do it year in and year out. And I know, again, not a knock on Jason Robertson that he's only in his 4th, but Mitch Marner is proving that he can get it done. Number two, this season, Mitch Marner is playing almost 22 minutes a night. Jason Robertson is scraping the 17-minute mark. If you are looking at a player who is holding it down and proving he can get it done minutes-wise, it's Mitch Marner. And number three, Steele, I just have to talk about how good Mitch Marner is this season at all ends of the ice. Should he shoot the puck more? And I know you're going to say that. Yes, he should, for sure. He needs to shoot the puck more. He's playing top power play minutes. He's playing top penalty kill minutes. Jason Robertson doesn't touch the ice in penalty kills because he's still developing that end of his game. This conversation, Steele, is going to be so even because of how good these guys are. But Mitch Marner is now starting to get it done at different areas of the ice. And that's telling me he's getting better and better. Both of these guys are, though, man. Honestly, if you have either of them on your fantasy team this year, you're probably in good shape. I think you and I can agree on that.
Yeah, if anyone has them on their fantasy team, which I know a lot of people do, they are absolutely ecstatic at the production these two players are showcasing us. But for me, I got to go with Jason Robertson. You said everything about Mitch Marner and the fact that he's averaging 5 more minutes of ice time than Jason Robertson, but Robertson still has more points in the league, second right behind Connor McDavid. Look, if Robertson was getting Mitch Marner type of minutes, 20 to 21, 22 even, who knows how many points he could have in the season right now. Robertson, 36 points in 23 games, 14 of those even strength goals as well. So he does it 5-on-5. He does it on the power play. Doesn't play the PK, which Mitch Marner does. So that is a favor for Mitch Marner. But Robertson has ice in his veins. We've talked about at length how clutch this guy is when it matters the most. He's already got 3 game-winning goals last year or this season. He had the most or was tied for the most game-winning goals last season. And his contract as of right now, probably looking like the best contract in the league, even though it's a shorter-term deal.
Agreed.
And again, for me, he makes everything just look so easy. At times with Mitch Marner, there's a little bit of too much stick handling. There's a little bit too much of him trying to be cute at the blue line. A couple of giveaways, but with Robertson, everything just seems to flow nicely. Everything's smooth, everything's simple, and he can get the job done from anywhere. And again, the fact that so many eyes are focused on Mitch Marner in this point of this point streak that he's on, 16, 17 games now, Robertson is on a 16-game point streak as well, and he has 29 points in that time period. So the fact that he's getting it done with less ice time but producing more, I'm taking Robertson over Marner any day.
I appreciate you saying that. First of all, shout out to the Kingston Frontenacs and the Niagara Ice Dogs for producing a beauty in Jason Robertson. He got it done at all levels of his junior career, and so did Mitch Marner. And there's a reason that Mitch Marner was selected 70 slots higher in the top three. There's a reason Jason Robertson was taken in the second round steal. The rest of his game isn't there. Does that mean fantasy value? No, it doesn't. So I understand what you are saying and why you were saying it. Two reasons, though. Mitch Marner gets more block shots, more penalty minutes, and takes just as many, if not more, shots than Jason Robertson. So I'll take those peripheral assists or peripheral points. And the last point, Joe Pavelski, Rupe Hintz, and Jason Robertson have been a very special and productive line. I'm not going to take away from anything that those three have done. But over the next year or two, I don't know if I'm going to buy it. But what I will buy into is what Mitch Marner is going to get to play with in Toronto, with Austin Matthews, William Nylander, and otherwise. There are some of those caveats. Again, keeper league, dynasty, whatever. This might be the most even time we've had a who would you rather. Both of these players on very special heaters. I've enjoyed this conversation. I hope y'all have. Hit us in the comments. Let us know. Who would you rather? Is it Marner? Is it Jason Robertson? Hit us on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking. We're getting to these big-time bets in a second here, Steele. I hope that we have another who would you rather just as good over the next couple of weeks.
We will. We will for sure, especially heading into the holiday season as things get a little bit more feisty for both of us in this fantasy league that we're both in. You're right on my tail, buddy. You're right on my tail, so I'm going to make sure – I'm going to make sure I stay ahead of you. That's all I got to say. As long as I'm ahead of you, I'm okay with it. But we are going to get to the big time bets. But thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms. Make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button Monday through Friday. That's where you can catch our episodes. Dropping some YouTube shorts recently as well. So go check those out.
Yes.
But of course, this is what people tune in for, the big time bets, where the money is made. Flip, I didn't do so well last night. I really thought the Golden Knights were going to hold on to that puck line, or excuse me, two nights ago. But I'm looking to get back on a heater again. I know you are too. I'll throw it over to you. What is your first bet for this four-game board?
First pick of the night, my friend. I am not going to reinvent the wheel tonight. We only have four games, I believe. Double check again. Yeah. Me with the counting. Four. My first number that I looked at, Austin Matthews is starting to pick up a little bit of steam. Yes, is he on the pace that he was last year? No, but he is still having a great season with 11 goals and 15 assists in 24 games. This opportunity at home against the San Jose Sharks. I'm going to pounce all over Steele because you know me, digging into the splits, taking a look at these head-to-heads. In 10 games against the San Jose Sharks, Austin Matthews in the regular season has 10 career goals and 4 assists. Let me hammer this Austin Matthews anytime goal. He's getting at least one tonight. I'm feeling that. I'm staying away from the Leafs. I'm staying away from the total, but Austin Matthews is going to get his tonight. Let me hammer that Austin Matthews anytime goal. We'll tweet out the live odds later tonight.
I was really hoping you were reinventing the wheel, actually dropping a little Timothy Liljegren anytime goal or something. Now that I say it, who knows? It might actually happen. But, Austin Matthews anytime goal, it's a safe bet, especially with the production he puts up against the San Jose Sharks. 10 goals, 10 games. Can't go wrong with that. My pick, first pick of the night, I'm going over to the Oilers. I'm taking the Oilers on the puck line against the Blackhawks.
Yes.
I understand there's some struggling inconsistency with the two goaltenders in Campbell and Skinner, but nonetheless, the Blackhawks are at the bottom of the league, along with the Sabres, along with the Senators, along with the Ducks. Now, the Blackhawks, just not a very good team. I got to go with the top dogs, even though it's really just McDavid and Draisaitl, Hyman chipping in every now and again. Bouchard's looked a little bit better, but I'm taking the puck line with the Oilers here.
My friend, my co-host, and my brother, thank you so much, because number two pick on my cheat sheet, Oilers, puck line, again. We don't have the updated odds. We'll tweet those out later tonight. Stay tuned to the Twitter account for all the latest. That come from behind win against the Florida Panthers steal. Excuse me for the little mic touch on that.
That's
one.
Twice in a row now, too. That's two games.
I think this could be a little turning point. I mentioned them as pretenders on the other day, on the other episode, and I'm ready to eat some hat if they're going to go on a heater because I want to bet on them badly. You mentioned that all they need to carry this team realistically in the regular season is the two best players in the league, arguably, in Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And look what they do on the overtime winner. It's not even close. The Florida Panthers are looking around. There's jock straps in the fourth and fifth row. If those two players can continue to do what they do, and I think they're going to do what they do in a big way against this Chicago team, they will be in the mix. Let's see what happens. Give them a chance. And you mentioned the goaltending. Stuart Skinner is going to be the goalie this year. I think Jack Campbell got his little bit of money. He had his shot in Toronto, and he is going to be just fine with being what he's been his whole career, Steele, a number two goaltender. So Stuart Skinner is going to go on a bit of a heater, and that's my second pick as well. Oilers on the puck line, -1.5. We'll give you the updated odds a little later on.
It's absolutely incredible to see what they've done the last two games. You know, they played the Rangers. They were down 3-0 entering the third period. They scored four goals in the third period to win that game. They do the exact same thing back and forth with the Panthers. Bouchard scores with like 10 or 15 seconds left in the third. And then, of course, Draisaitl from McDavid to finish it off in overtime. So love the pick. Love that you're on the same board as me. I'm going back to a team that I'm very disappointed in. Oh, I'm very disappointed.
Rangers again?
But yes, it is the Rangers again. I swear this is the third or fourth, you know, bets in a row where I've picked the Rangers on the money line. And I swear to God, if it doesn't hit this time, I'm never going back to them again. But I'm taking the Rangers on the money line, -115 against the Ottawa Senators. This team is just too good. I don't know what's not working for them. I don't know, man. They're giving up some bad goals, a couple of unlucky bounces, but they're a good team. Rangers on the money line.
It's a gut feeling for you. I just have a gut feeling that this is going to be a very close game. This is going to be a one-goal game. It's going to be a one-goal game. So wherever the puck line lands, I might just cop out fully and bet on the +1.5, you know, and take my $18 on a $50 wager and move on. And maybe that just might be a good spot for a side bet because I think the Ottawa Senators are going to keep it close. I'll text you after the show. I'm looking at, again, you mentioned it the other day, I've been doing okay with my over-unders, and I have to go back to the well steal. The last game between the Buffalo Sabres and the Detroit Red Wings, and I think immediately when I mention these two teams, you know where I'm going if I'm going over-under. I got to go to the over. The last time these two teams met up, how about 11 total goals? I'm not going to explain this one anymore. Give me the Detroit Red Wings-Buffalo Sabres game over the number. Last point, Tage Thompson is starting to really impress me. He's scoring some impressive goals. And if you haven't watched the highlights, go out and Google Tage Thompson's scoring highlight pack for this season and thank me later. Oh, and also, after teams who are on impressive heaters like the Golden Knights, Bruins, Devils, and Stars, you have the Buffalo Sabres as the fifth highest scoring team this season in the NHL with 81 goals. So start to pay attention for those fantasy value and the overs in these games, people. I know I'm starting to yell a little bit. I'm sorry if the kids are in the car. Turn the volume down on Uncle Flip a little bit. That's my bad. But the takeaway here is hammer these overs in the high-scoring games with the Buffalo Sabres, especially if they're playing a team like the Detroit Red Wings, who just allowed a very easy four spot against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's my lock of the night, Steel. Give me the over 6.5 right now. Plus money as well at +105.
if it's plus right now, I'm definitely dropping some coin on that game as well. But thank for you. Me, you mentioned Tage Thompson. He's one of the biggest highlights so far this season. Mm-hmm. You know, when he signed that contract with Buffalo, I think there was a lot of eyebrows that were raised for some question marks about what the Buffalo Sabres were doing. But now it's one of the best contracts in the league because he is producing. He's so young right now, and he's a vital piece of that organization. Mm-hmm. My lock of the night, I'm going back to the well again. I'm taking the Leafs on the puck line. They hit for me against the Red Wings the other day. I'm going with the Leafs again on the puck line against the Sharks.
I know puck line bets for you tonight. Back to the puck line king.
Puck line guru, baby.
Here
puck
we go.
Guru. That's my lock of the night. I really do feel this in the sense the Leafs are heating up right now. Matt Murray's been incredible since coming back from the injury. And I like this the Leafs in this spot right now. So Leafs on the puck line for my lock of the night. Flitz, lock of the night, the over in the Sabres-Red Wings game for Wednesday night. Make sure you tune into our Twitter account for all the updated odds and the graphic that we post with our bets and lock of the night. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Please, for your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today Podcast. The biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.